Only now, looking back, do I realize what a tumultuous year it was for travelers in 2022. Let's take a look. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Travel came back as more people got vaccinated and America and other countries began to open up again for business last spring. Problem was, the travel industry was largely unprepared. Hotels had laid off household staff. So had airlines that had also mothballed planes. Rental car companies had sold fleets of cars in order to stay afloat. The wait to clear customs at London's Heathrow Airport stretched as long as 9 hours because the UK had to train new staff. Airlines curtailed flights, fares and hotel rates went up, as did rental car rates. Then there was the other stuff. A couple of months ago, airlines and airplane manufacturers floated the idea of eliminating co-pilots on commercial aircrafts. Frontier Airlines decided to not take phone calls anymore from passengers. Qantas began selling adjacent seats to passengers who didn't want anyone to sit next to them. Delta said members of its frequent flyer program would accrue miles even on award tickets. Vegas became popular again and Shanghai Disneyland reopened. Makes the head spin. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.